councilman who is...
I'm flashing the peace sign. Hello.
Exactly. Hello,
hello, Papa. See, I'm here to mess up your show, Michael.
There you go. Anyway, we're going to be talking about a recent development, a super secret thing that's been in planning for a little while that's going to happen on night three of the PNP Symposium. I understand you're planning on running some sort of coding entertainment event.
Well, yeah. I mean, the conferences... Ultimately, conferences are boring if there's not something wacky going on, from my point of view. I mean, you sit around and you meet people, and it's wonderful, and I'm sure it's all hugs and everything. But unless somebody sets up an Xbox with Rock Band or does something crazy, you know, where's that social aspect of things? So we've been brainstorming different ideas on how we can take something as important and thoughtful as a symposium. And you have to say symposium in a very English accent.
Symposium.
Symposium. We're going to the patterns and practices symposium, you know.
Very exciting.
So we have an idea for whose code is it anyway? Like, whose line is it anyway? It's
going to
be kind of like comedy sports. So we were just brainstorming. We're still thinking of ideas. And, of course, if anyone's listening to this and they have an idea, send it to me on Twitter at S. Hanselman. So we're thinking things like... Well, with Drew Carey in the U.S., when he hosts Whose Line Is It Anyway, they do have different comedy sports games. Like, they'll have two people acting out a scene, and they have to do each line in a different language, or they'll have to do it in slow motion and forward and backward. And different crazy scenarios. So if you apply that to code, what if we had two people up on stage, we find out what language that they speak, like this guy's a VB guy and this guy's a C-sharp guy, and we give them some problem to solve, some 10 or 20 line contrite but interesting problem, and we swap them. Make the C-sharp guy write VB, make the VB guy write C-sharp live on stage. Make the JavaScript guys write F-sharp and see if they can do that live. Another idea would be pair programming, but extreme pair programming, where each person writes a line of code.
Yeah. How you write a line of code, is it?
Exactly. You write a line of code, and then he switches over and he writes a line of code. And we'll pull people out of the audience. So we're coming up with different kind of comedy sports types, whose code is it anyway? Very light. It's not a legitimate Project Euler. You need a PhD to solve these kind of problems. But we just thought it'd be a kind of a fun way to have the evening go. And I want to model it a little bit after what Adobe does with a thing called layer tennis.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Adobe designers, you know, they build things in layers. They've got like Photoshop, and you have different layers. And what layer tennis is someone is given a layer in an Adobe product, like a Flash product, and they work on that layer, and then they pass it over to the next guy, and they go back, each of them doing a layer. And you never know what's going to happen. So what would code look like if you said, all right, start writing code, and then you said, stop, red light, and you hand it over to the next guy, and he, stop, green light. You go back and forth. If the code grows organically in a back and forth tennis kind of a way, what's it going to look like? And theoretically, wackiness will ensue. Worst case scenario, I look like an idiot. Best case scenario, we all have a good time.
Sounds really great. So I can just imagine it gives a whole new meaning to red-green refactor then.
Absolutely. Or for the colorblind amongst us, gray-gray refactor.
Exactly. Exactly. So, excellent. Cheers. So this is going to be on the Wednesday night of the PNP Symposium.
Right. The 20th.
Exactly. And so if people have ideas for, you know, sort of collaborating in maybe a sort of an improv version of figuring out the game, the best way to do it is to contact you on Twitter.
Absolutely. We're crowdsourcing the whole idea, and it's just going to be a fun way for people to get to know each other and learn a little something at the same time.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that sounds great. So let's see. Today is the 16th, so we've got 1 month and 2 days before the symposium starts. So, head over to tinyurl.com/PNPsymposium if you don't already have your ticket. And we'll see you in 4 weeks or so then.
Absolutely. And if you don't know how to spell symposium, you can Google it with Bing.
There you go. All right. This is your host, Michael Lehman, and that was Behind the Curtain. Tips, tricks, and insights into patterns and practices at Microsoft.